Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hey, everybody, it's Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show, and we'll prove it over the next hour or so. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. We're heard everywhere. Sirius 217, XM 203, all those apps, Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio, Gals and Guys, You Stay Healthy, radio stations, including KSHP 1400 in very, very warm Las Vegas, Nevada. Mark Mancini, the world's worst sports handicapper with us. Art Source from Galaxy Sports will join us. Jeff Fellinger, who teaches sports business at USC Annenberg. And this is a week that we definitely have to talk to Jeff. We've had Jeff on many times on this show. Again, you can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. We'll play some Barron sports trivia. We'll find out what Mark and Art can know in the middle of the night. In the National Football League, again on Thursday night, Kansas City bested Baltimore 27-20 by a toenail. It was really interesting. Isaiah Likely made a great catch, and he was like one toenail over the line, and that was that. And already John Harbaugh was signaling going for two, so it wouldn't have gone into overtime. It would have been a 27-26 or 28-27 game. But if you had bet Kansas City, you would have lost if that touchdown had counted. On Sunday night, of course, we have the Rams and the Lions. They met last year in the playoffs. Of course, that's Stafford and Goff. So it's always very important and interesting. Lions, a 2.5-point favorite there. And, of course, on Monday, many of us won't be able to get it because you have DirecTV. ESPN is blacked out and ABC is blacked out. So San Francisco's favorite over the Jets, and we'll talk about that. In a non-political, in a non-sports thing, a little bit political, Liz Cheney on Friday indicated that not only she'd be voting for Harris, but Dick Cheney will be voting for Harris. And that one is hard to believe. Back with more on Sports Overnight America right after this.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Have you noticed the hype around retinol lately? It's all over my social media. But did you know you can get retinol in a body wash? Amazing, right? Olay Retinol Body Wash is packed with moisturizing vitamin B3 complex plus retinol to transform dry skin to visibly renewed in just 14 days. Try it the next time you shower and see the difference for yourself with Olay Retinol Body Wash for visibly renewed skin in just 14 days. And try Olay Retinol 24 Body Lotion.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Back to school season is here, and the only thing more stressful than keeping track of what my kids need is keeping track of how much I'm spending. Luckily, the back to school deals at Kohl's made it easy as ABC. I found backpacks and lunch bags for 25% off and Vans for 40% off. Also, with their buy more, save more offer, I saved $10 when I spent $50. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash. So when it comes to back to school, you gotta go back to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end August 18th. Coupons do not apply to Vans. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for a buck. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a dollar Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, dollar Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for a buck, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
Hey, welcome everybody to Sports Overnight America with Mark Mancini, the World War Sports Handicapper and Art Source, former kicker for the Trojans of USC and the Rams of Los Angeles, and the NFL was here Thursday night, of course, 27-20, Kansas City over Baltimore. Art, what'd you think of the game?
Absolutely loved it. I was here in Vegas, glued to, I think it was one of the best NFL football games I've seen in a decade. I was a little getting a little upset with, Hockley Jr. with the calls on Stanley at left tackle. I mean, I thought we were going to get 9 or 10 of those the way it started, but I will say this. I think you saw two of the premier teams in the National Football League. And what really intrigued me was at the end, had Lively come in with the ball, you know, a toe inside the line, Jim Harbaugh was going to go for two. And I thought that was, wow, very, very interesting.
Also, of course, if you bet Kansas City, you were dead.
Either
27-26 or 28-27.
I had the over 46. And of course, the Chiefs laying 2.5. So I was in trouble there for a second.
Mark, did you watch Monday? Did you watch Thursday night's game?
Yeah, I thought the Ravens were going to pull it out. Maybe that's why I'm the world's worst handicapper. But I thought it was going to be a payback. But Kansas City found out, a way to win that game. I think the interesting thing in Kansas City that made headlines that day, I don't know if you guys saw it. I talked to Artie earlier in the pre-chat. That guy that was out there robbing banks got 17 and a half years. The mascot.
Yeah, when he had his head leaning against the
wow.
You know, one thing about the game, you had maybe the two best field goal kickers or two of the top three or four field goal kickers in all of football doing their thing. And Tucker missed one, which he never does. They still would have lost, but the bottom line, it was quite a game for the very first game in the NFL. And let me say this too about Isaiah Likely. I saw him a couple times at Coastal Carolina. He's a very smart player. He's one of these players, when he knows he's got to get out of bounds, he gets out of bounds. Hard, he plays tight end and a little bit of not tight end, a little bit of wide receiver, but not only can he catch the ball, and again, he was one toe over the line. But what I'm saying is that it's good to have smart players out there, Art, and I think he's one of the smart ones.
I agree 100%. And I'm going to tell you, with him and Mark Andrews, who's coming into his own again after battling through a bunch of diabetic problems, I think, you know, the Ravens are right there. You know, sometimes what scares me about the Ravens, you guys, is, you know, they'll just disappear, and they go away from that running game. And as long as they can stay in control of the game and hammer Derrick Henry in there, you know, I think their offensive line is their weakness in pass protection. Luckily, Lamar has the elusiveness to get out of there and make things happen. The guy's, he's like greased lightning when you try to grab him. I mean, he's amazing. But, you know, I also think they need a big, strong receiver to go with those two tight ends. I like Zay Flowers, but he seems to want to dive all the time to get away from the defensive backs and the linebackers. And at his size, I can understand it, you know, Mark.
Folks, you can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Let's talk about Sunday night's game. Rams at Detroit, of course, they met last year, Lions winning by a point. That's, of course, Stafford against Goff. They were traded for one the other. Detroit's a 2.5-3-point favorite, which means
up to 4.5 now.
Four and a half now, which means at three, it's a pick 'em on a neutral field. Mark, you're first as the World War Sports handicapper. What do you like Sunday night on NBC?
Well, I live in Woodland Hills. It's about 120 degrees. And the Rams are like a stone's throw away down the street. So I saw them practice the other day. I mean, I'm kind of excited here. I think the Rams are going to pay them back.
Yeah, you got some cool things in the NFL, Mark. You got that game. You also have Sam Darnold going back to New York Giants. Yeah. You got Tom Brady's original, you know, broadcast on the second window on Fox on Sunday. You know, you look down the schedule, they did a good job of doing that.
If I look at it,
I think Matty Stafford is going to go back to Detroit, and the Rams are going to give them, I think they'll cover. I don't think they'll win, but I think the 4.5 is too many. But here's what's really amazing. You look at the over-unders in all the NFL games. There's only four that are over 47, and most of the over-unders are 42, 43, 44.5. You got Arizona at Buffalo, which is 47. You go all the way to the Ram game, 52.5. You know, I tell you what, those two defenses, they're going to be under fire because Detroit's got a great running game. You know, and last year the Rams came up with a running back and they picked a few up in the left. I think that Sunday night game has a chance to be a great football game.
I'll tell you, though, the Ram wide receivers are still slightly injured. They're not 100%. So I'm going with the Lions based on that. As good as Kupp is, he's a little bit hurt. And Nicoya is also was hurt in the preseason, so I'm not 100%.
Fred, what do you think about that Monday night game that none of us are going to get to see?
It's very interesting because in USA Today, it has – the 49ers only a 2.5-point favorite, which is ridiculous. And now I think it's 4.5 or 5.5.
Right.
But it's only 2.5 in USA Today. How can they say that the 49ers would make the game even on a neutral field against Aaron Rodgers and the Jets? Are they kidding me? I know McCaffrey's not 100%. But the 49ers are still going to win this game, no?
Yeah, I agree, 100%. And, I mean, I got to tell you, Fred, you know, when I saw that spread moving the way it's moving right now, and, you know, Aaron Rodgers came out and said that he's feeling great, he's ready to go. The only thing I can tell you about Aaron Rodgers is he's a great quarterback going home. I mean, his record going back to San Francisco over the years at Green Bay, he's always played well, whether it was at, you know, the old stadium or the new stadium now out in Santa Clara. So maybe they know something we don't know. But, I mean, like I said, at 4.5 points, you know, I got to take the Jets on that one. But how about the over-unders, only 43.5? I would think that game would be, you know, a little more high-scoring because I noticed the national TV games seem to have more plays because they want to get more advertising involved.
Mark, as the World War Sports handicapper, let's say it's 4.5. 49ers. Who do you like?
I would take the 4.5 and the Jets. I mean, I would take the road dogs in this one. I mean, the 49ers, I think, got a really – I mean, you just saw their number one pick get shot. They're trying to get guys in the equation there. They just signed their holdout there. So I don't know. I like the Jets. Little house money, less drama there.
What do you think about that Raiders and Chargers game, you guys?
Oh, I like Harbaugh. I love Harbaugh. I know you guys will beg to differ on this.
No, he's a great football coach. I just don't like – I mean, I'm not really – oh, on a Harbaugh note, Connor Stallion
let me tell you,
head coach in high school in Michigan.
As crazy as this may sound, and you might think I'm absolutely nuts, but if you told me who I would take, Jim Harbaugh or Andy Reid, I'm taking Jim Harbaugh any day of the
really?
Week.
You are nuts, Mark.
Because he wins – he wins wherever he goes. Andy Reid could not.
He leaves a trail of bad things behind him.
Are you saying he's Jerry Tarkanian?
Pretty much.
I think honestly that Jim Harbaugh's a crook, and
thank you.
And that's the bottom line.
Really feel.
He's a crook, and
I'm with him on that.
And I just can't. I just can't. I think the Raiders, quarterback or no quarterback, will find a way to. Play the Chargers.
The Raiders have a very underrated defense, Fred. That defense comes at you. You don't want that guy coming around the corner at you, man. I'm telling you.
Hey, again, you know, it's interesting. Other schools, Memphis State in basketball and other schools have been penalized by the NCAA. And basically Michigan with the national title last year, even though they cheated in 12 different ways, didn't lose the national title. So, again, I don't like the NCAA. I didn't like Mark Emmert. I don't like what's been happening since he left either. I think the NIL and the transfer portal is a joke. But again, the even worse, I think, is allowing Michigan to – again, all my relatives are in Michigan. 60% went to Michigan. I'm upset they didn't take away the title.
How about the UCLA-Hawaii game? That was an interesting game.
Well, that was.
I don't know if UCLA is going to have that style that Chip Kelly kind of brought them. It just seems like they did enough to win that game. But
Mark, can I tell you something? It's real tough to win at Hawaii with the wrong referee crew. I played there in 1978. We were national champions, and we had 6 touchdowns called back in the first half. Robinson went to the referee and said, look, I understand you want to keep the game close, but, you know, if you somehow put us in a position where we lose this game with 6 touchdowns called back, we're going to have some problems.
All right, we're going to take a break here. Fred's going to stop coughing, and get your emails at sportsfred@aol.com. Back with Barron Sports Trivia right here on Sports Overnight.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. Later, Jeff Fellinger, who teaches sports business at USC Annenberg, will discuss what's going on now in the crazy television world out there where you have DirecTV, you don't have ESPN, Disney, and DirecTV and AT&T are having all kinds of battles, and we'll see how that works out. Right now, we're going to play some Barron sports trivia, and of course, pretty tough for Art to answer these questions at 127 years of age in the middle of the night. Art, are you taking any legal medicinal products in order to answer these questions correctly?
Yeah, I've been real excited. You know, I've been on the road here for a week, went out to visit my mom out in Arizona. I'm in Vegas right now. It's late night in Vegas, which is like, you know, the city never sleeps. I use the stuff, this new one, same company that Awaken has. It's called Mind Restore. And you're supposed to take it in the evenings because it relaxes you. Well, you know, I've been sticking with the Awaken this week because I need to be up, you know, a little bit later than normal because I was taking care of my mom. And but yeah, it's been a fantastic product for me. I got the 127th birthday coming up next Wednesday, and I feel good and look good. And let's see if I can answer some of these tough questions.
All right, wow. Play some Barron sports trivia. Mark, you ready?
I am ready.
First WNBA player to slam dunk. First WNBA player to ever slam dunk in a game.
Lisa Leslie.
From USC?
Yeah.
That Lisa Leslie?
That's a great pick, actually.
Yep. What do you think, Art? Could he
I'm
be?
I'm
going
to go with Cheryl Miller
from USC.
Yeah.
Was there an NBA WNBA then?
It probably wasn't. That's a
yeah.
Good
there was.
How about Nancy Lieberman? Can I go with that one instead?
You can go with Nancy Lieberman, first Jewish girl WNBA player to slam dunk. No, I don't know. Actually, Mark's right.
So, yeah, Marky baby.
This is known as a major aberration. Yeah. Mark's right.
You know, Lisa Leslie is 6'7". Yeah. She could probably slam dunk the three of us
great
at the
lady.
Same time.
All right, since we're talking about slam dunking, Art, who was the first guy to break the backboard at the Boston Garden?
Daryl Dawkins.
Oh. Hang on.
Daryl Dawkins.
Are you sure about that?
No, it's probably the other guy, the big center that was very militant. I can't think of his name.
What if I told you it was in the 50s?
Oh, really? Wow. And he didn't play for the Celtics? He
played for the Celtics.
Oh, then it's Bill Russell.
Bill Russell. Okay. Mark, is it Bill Russell?
He is right.
He's right?
Yep.
What if I told you he was an actor?
Chuck Connors,
who played for the Cubbies, and I think he played for the Dodgers, but never got into a game, and played for the Celtics, and the Rifleman, and he actually was the first guy to break the black.
That's a great question. I mean, I was watching it the other day because my mom loves all the old shows, and they had Micah on there, and he was a good-looking guy. I don't care what anybody says in his day.
Yeah. I think I was watching the same movie, or were you watching The Rifleman?
Yeah, it was the movie, actually.
The Rifleman.
I love the old Westerns. I mean, they're just so classic. They filmed a lot of them out in your neighborhood in Castaic, too, Fred.
All right, Mark, you ready?
I am ready.
First quarterback and running back to each gain more than 1,000 yards in the same season in the National Football League. First quarterback and running back to each gain more than 1,000 yards in the same season. Who might that have been?
That's the Minnesota Vikings, Fran Tarkenton, and Chuck Foreman.
Fran Tarkenton and Chuck Foreman.
Or it's the Redskins with Joe Theismann and John Riggins.
All right, so Art, would either of those two be right?
I like both those picks, but I'm going to go with Frank Ryan of the Cleveland Browns and Jimmy Brown.
Well, let me state this. They played 12 games in. This was done when they were playing 14.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm going to go with Mark. I'm going to go with Rigo and Theismann.
The quarterback didn't like dogs.
Oh, Michael Vick and
– Michael Vick.
Who would the running back be? Dante Foreman, maybe?
William Andrews.
There you
very,
go.
Very quick running back.
Oh, the kid that does all the houses for unfortunate people, Warwick Dunn.
Warwick Dunn is the answer
what
to that
one. What a great guy he is, Fred. He's built on his own dime and with help from other people, a lot of people, homes, over 100 now. And Lee Steinberg and I were talking about him the other day. What a class man he really is, always thinking of other people. And, God, we need more people like that in this world.
We're done.
All right, Mark, you ready?
Yep.
More Barron sports trivia. First Major League Baseball player to hit 500 homers and steal 500 bases.
Frank Robinson?
Frank Robinson of Baltimore and Cincinnati. Art, is that correct?
I don't think so. 500 stolen bases limits it a lot. 500 home runs. I almost want to say Barry Bonds.
Yeah, that's another one.
Well, what are you saying?
Well, I'm trying to think of anybody that fast who had 500 home runs. I'm going down the list in my mind. And, I mean, I just – 500 stolen bases is amazing. So, I mean, who did he play for, Fred?
Barry Bonds is the answer.
Okay, yeah. There you go.
All right. Who is it? But it's Art's turn here. Are you ready, Art?
Yeah, we talked me out of that, Mark.
I know. You got Bonds.
All right.
I got Fred.
Art, you ready?
Yeah.
We never played the 1919 Stanley Cup Finals. Why?
Oh, the outbreak of that, what was it called in those days? It wasn't COVID, but it was they had something, some disease was going around in 19.
Legionnaire's disease.
What?
Legionnaire's disease?
It was some sort of an airborne problem that they had. That's about what I think.
It wasn't a union thing, huh?
Well, maybe it was a union thing. I don't know.
It was a Spanish flu. You were right.
Well, that's what I was trying to say. Yeah, I knew it was what they had to do. Come on, you can't mess with the kid.
All right. You can email us, folks, at sportsfred.
Why did they call it the Spanish flu? I mean, is it like the Chinese?
They couldn't say that now. I'll tell you that. Folks, you can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. Later, of course, Jeff Bellinger will discuss the real big problem if you're a sports fan. And, you know, I'm not even sure, you know, the debate is next Tuesday between Harris and Trump. I'm not even sure who else is carrying that. And, of course, it's on ABC. So I'm not positive that we're going to be able to get it.
Actually, I heard that Fox and NBC and CBS have all stepped up and they are going to carry it live. Because of the situation that we're going to be discussing, you know, later regarding the blackout of a network and what's going on DirecTV.
How about Johnny Gaudreau, man? What a sad story that was, Fred and Artie.
It's unbelievable.
Here's another great thing this weekend to keep an eye on, you guys. DeMar Hamlin's going to be starting for Buffalo against Arizona.
Yeah.
And it's his first time he's going to actually be out there other than on punt teams and things like that, but playing safety. So that's something to keep an eye on, folks.
Plenty of action, certainly, in the National Football League, and we can certainly discuss that, and we'll discuss that all the time right here on Sports Overnight America. Let's talk some baseball. USA Today has the ratings Dodgers number one.
Of course.
The White Sox number 30. I can't argue about the White Sox. Art, do you have any comments?
Well, I think, you know, they got 32 wins, Fred. They got to get real strong here in the last 24 games, or they're going to be, you know, breaking, you know, the modern day record of the amazing Mets in the first year they were around with Casey Stengel. I think they won 40 games. So, you know, I just think it's a tough road to hoe. They showed a picture of the stadium the other night. I guess they were playing against Oakland, or maybe it might have been at Oakland. No, it was in Chicago, Oakland against Chicago. And I think there was less than 1,000 people in the stands.
Unblankly. By the way, they finally sold the Oakland Coliseum. So if you're an Oakland A's player, are you going to be happy with Sacramento for a couple of years?
No. And they, you know, and their ball club's played real well in the second half this year. This is a good young ball club that's on the move. And I don't, you know, I don't understand why they wouldn't stay in Oakland until the stadium in Las Vegas is built. I mean, I don't know. You could probably play all over the place.
I had a friend tell me the two worst cities in the continental USA is going to be Memphis, Tennessee, and Oakland, California. And I go, wow. I haven't been there in a long time, Oakland, but I've never been to Memphis.
I've always liked Memphis. They have great barbecue there. I know that.
Yeah.
Art, let me tell you, you mentioned the talent that Oakland has. They actually, you're 100% correct. Power-wise, this kid Rooker is awfully tough to pitch to, I can tell you that.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's definitely a thing. But as far as why, because I think what they're saying is the fans in Oakland are so upset that – not many of them would show up, or folks in Sacramento.
The good seats at the Sacramento Stadium have sold out already. They've already got like 13,000 seats sold out. So, you know, maybe they could bring some additional, you know, bleachers in and you know, make it into a 20,000 seat stadium. And, you know, maybe it'll work out. I don't know.
Hey, what about that umpire in Chicago that was trying to bring Skeens back to the mound after he blew a third strike? Did you see that? The umpire said, hey, kid, that wasn't a strike. It was a ball. You got to get back on the mound. Skeens was walking off. He broke the modern record for rookies.
Umpires have had major problems, but I don't want to go robot. All right, we're going to come back and talk to Jeff Fellinger, and then more of sports overnight.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials, so it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
An IBM study found that fan engagement and consumption of sports is shifting, revealing new opportunities for technology integrations, including artificial intelligence. International sports fans surveyed are optimistic about the impact of technologies like AI. Real-time updates and personalized bite-sized content rank as top priorities for fans when it comes to how generative AI can enhance following and engaging with sports events. While 64% of surveyed fans said TV is their top choice for watching sports, they are increasingly using multiple devices to follow sporting events. Younger fans between the ages of 18 and 29 may be reshaping how consumers experience sports content, engaging with content via multiple screens, and ranking personalized content as their top priority. Fans worldwide are continuing to embrace platforms and solutions that allow them to feel more connected and informed on their favorite athletes and sporting events. IBM's new study confirms this now includes embracing technologies like AI to deliver these experiences. Visit www.ibm.com for more information.
With Sponsored Progressive's Name IBM. Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
Nope.
Okay, Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right, Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay, no worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America, along with Mark Mancini, the world's worst sports handicapper. And, of course, Art Source, series to kick for the Rams and the Trojans of USC. We've had Jeff Bellinger, who teaches sports business at USC many times on this show. But, Jeff, welcome again to the program.
Thank you, Fred. It's great to be with you guys.
This is an interesting week because on Sunday, of course, the plug was pulled on ESPN and ABC. If you had DirecTV, as Disney and DirecTV and AT&T are having a little bit of a squabble, and I'm paying $272 a month, and I'm not getting ESPN. You have any comments? What is the major argument here, and do you think it can be resolved, or is it going to go on forever?
Well, it's a fundamental reset moment for DirecTV. I mean, they are obviously are losing customers. They're down to 11 million. They've lost the many consumers that have shifted over to streaming or YouTube TV or just the thinner, skinnier packages, and look, they lost Sunday Ticket, the content is still king, and the advantage, the leverage still belongs with the content providers, the networks that have the programming, and you don't want to be working those call banks or the lobby at the ABC affiliate in Philadelphia. If this thing goes on for an extra week, because they have the Monday night game the following week, the Eagles and the Falcons. And then, of course, the Monday night game this week is huge with, two huge markets in owned and operated cities, San Francisco and New York. So it's not just the sports programming. It's ABC. I mean, the network in those cities. And, what's the solution if you're a consumer? I mean, when I had years ago,
should we go get aerials?
I mean, you know what, Art? The other thing right now is that there is a trend, as you guys probably have seen, toward offering programming back on free television. This is a time when everybody
for a lot of years. People paid for the advertising. You got your stations. You had your local stations, and I mean, I'm telling you, with Venue now that proposed sports tier that's in federal court, you were going to pay $42.95. You were going to get Fox Sports. You were going to get ESPN, ABC, Warner Brothers, Discovery. Now they're held up.
Right.
And, it's really bizarre. You've got Tom Brady making his initial foray into broadcasting without doing a practice game. What are your thoughts about that, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the deadline was set up this way so that both sides would feel the pressure. And I think it's going to be really, really interesting to see, very telling on how long this thing may go if you don't have a deal done by Monday night. I really believe that they're going to work overtime to try to get something done for this 49ers, Jets, the return of Aaron Rodgers. I mean, there's it was set up this way. So they would feel both sides would feel the pressure. And again, what do you do? What do you do if you're a customer? I dropped DirecTV years ago when they didn't carry the Dodgers channel.
That's what it's all about, gentlemen.
It's slipping away from, DirecTV feeling the heat, having lost Sunday Ticket and not wanting to pay those higher prices. Their CFO came out and said, look, customers should be able to choose from smaller packages. Now, he had a very small number in mind, 10 to 50. I think it needs to be well over or close to 100 channels to really satisfy when you get down to for most people, not everyone.
Jeff, do you ever think we're going to get to a situation where you could have a like a plan where I basically watch about 25 networks? Could I get like an a la carte menu situation without having to pay $270 to Verizon every month? And, there's 1,000 stations out there, but how many can you really watch?
Yeah, it just doesn't add up for the companies to offer a la carte. Right now,
what if you paid $7 for like one of the networks and ESPN wants 20, you get the 20, $25 for ESPN 9 through 400 or whatever the hell they have now.
Yeah, I think the platforms are going to hold out as long as possible to have these. Not, it can't be, the packages can't be as big as they have been because people are running away from them. But they're going to still come up with some combination that adds up to more than it would be for an a la carte situation, which is probably the most ideal for the consumer. But
We're talking to Jeff Bellinger, who teaches sports business at USC. I'm the least technical human being on earth, but I do have Amazon Fire Stick. And on Monday, I was able to get the USC game that was blacked out on Sunday night. So there might be
in Las Vegas. You have no idea for that.
There might be some possibilities out there for people if they fool around. They can find some stations that aren't necessarily blacked out, or they should be blacked out, and they're not. Mark, yeah. I know you had a question for Jeff Bellinger.
Yeah, what I wanted to ask is, I think it's the same thing. What's happening across the board in sports today? I was just looking at something. They want $1,000 for a ticket for the Packers and Rams here in a few weeks. So if I don't want to call them idiots, but if people are paying that kind of money, then these companies are just going to basically say, well, if there's a supply and demand for $1,000 for a ticket, we're just going to, keep charging that. I'm not paying it. I'll walk into Dodger Stadium, my own water, my own hoagie, and sit in a seat, and if it's occupied, I'll move it. But I'm not going to pay that money because I know how much it costs for me to, work hard. But some of these people are just killing the system, and then they bitch about it later.
Yeah. It's a great point, Mark. And it's hard to – sometimes when I go to Dodger Stadium and I see 45, 50,000 people almost every night,
yeah,
I'm constantly amazed that people, but they, if you prioritize where you're going to spend your available dollars and sports, is such a passion play for so many fans. I think in LA too, the Dodgers are such a part of our, of the culture and the fabric of life, in all communities. The Dodgers are a great unifier for the city and baseball because of the high inventory of games, 81 home games, you can get your best deals in baseball. But it's going to be hard to get, to go more than once in a blue moon to a Laker game if you're in, kind of an average household income family. We'll see what the Clippers prices are in the new Intuit Dome. I'm still amazed when I see how many people stand in line to buy beer that costs $15 a pop at Dodger.
I know.
How can you can buy six packs for less than that, but you'll pay that when you're at the stadium. So it's just where people prioritize their entertainment dollar, I guess. And baseball gives you a fighting chance with the number of games and the prices, at least a little bit lower than other sports.
Jeff, let me just throw this out there. I've had DirecTV since 1993 when it first began. I've had it so long that DirecTV didn't even have the movie channels at the beginning when I first signed up, until AT&T bought them in the middle of 2005 or 2006. I swear to you, I didn't call them three times in the 12 years. Mm-hmm. Since AT&T bought them, they have the world's worst customer service. Is it just me, or have you heard the same thing about AT&T?
I mean, when I left DirecTV and my local provider was then Time Warner Cable, now Spectrum, I feared the exact same thing that you're going through, because I had no complaints with DirecTV, and I can't remember what year it was, but when they didn't carry the Dodgers network, that was a deal breaker for me. At the time I left, they didn't have the Lakers and they didn't have the Pac-12. And those were all properties I wanted. They added the Lakers quickly, but never the Dodgers and never the Pac-12. So I signed up for the local cable service expecting to have a constant stream of nightmares. And
Jeff, do you think eventually it's going to all go to streaming?
No, I don't, Art. I think there's you just saw the Ducks did a deal this week. They're going to have all of their, they're going to have like 25 games on free television.
Like this. Channel 13.
Right? Channel 13.
I love it. KCOP. So
you're going to make a lot less money. But when those, the whole idea of the regional sports networks, the RSNs dropping off, has created an opportunity for local broadcasters to get back in the sports game.
I love it.
And I think again, the money that comes to the teams from these deals aren't nearly what they were with the RSNs. But as you guys alluded to, it's great branding and marketing for your teams. You get to eyeballs you wouldn't otherwise get to, free television.
Yeah.
So it's really an interesting time for broadcasters with the shift to streaming and skinny bundles, free TV coming back.
Let me ask you a question. Yep. 3 years ago, DirecTV had 22 million buyers homes. Yeah. So that's 50 million people actually at 2.5 people per home. Right now they're down to 9. How can they gamble like this? I don't know how many people have called since Sunday to cancel, but I would imagine hundreds at least have canceled. I know they offered me $40 a month while we didn't have it. I don't need the $40. I need the ESPN so we can do shows like that.
Yeah. And again, a reminder, it's not just the sports programming. It's bigger than that. It's the ABC, stations in these markets.
The four major networks.
Yes. So I don't know, Fred. I knew somebody at DirecTV, and when I left to go to, my local cable provider, the guy said, "I appreciate your passion. I really do." And he was a sports guy, but he said, "There's not enough people out there like you for us to, change, a philosophy enough to."
All I can tell you is that there may not be a lot of people like you and me and Art and Mark. But Sunday night when I called, it took 2.5 hours to get to DirecTV. So there were other people calling besides yours truly.
That's a great excuse, is what basically he's saying.
Brad, I think that you're seeing a team. This is like I said about losing Sunday ticket. I mean, there's some desperation here that probably didn't exist when I dropped DirecTV, and they're feeling it now, for sure. Because it's
funny is a lot of my friends have already switched in 1 week. From DirecTV to Dish.
Really?
And Dish has been, like 6 people that I know personally.
Wow.
Including my mom, who watches sports. She's pretty religious about it. And I said, "Mom, I didn't know you had Dish TV." She goes, "Oh, yeah. Last Saturday, that was the last straw." She goes, "I've been waiting for this."
I love it.
And I go, "Mom, you're the greatest, man. I'm going to get you on the show."
Jeff, before we let you go on Sports World Net America, if you're a betting person, you said Monday night's the key.
That's
You think we'll get them back, or do you think that both sides will be argumentative and we won't get them back?
Well, the last time a year ago when we had this, we had a DirecTV, a Disney charter dispute that lasted 12 days. And again, with this coming up on Monday night, I think both sides would love to be able to say, "Hey, we found peace, and there's a settlement, and everybody's going to be happy as of." I wouldn't be surprised Monday afternoon. If it goes past that, the following Monday night is Falcons-Eagles. And again, you don't want to meet the, Eagles fans that were denied a chance to watch their team in the lobby of the ABC station or in a back alley. So I would say give it another week. If it doesn't get done by this Monday, it'll get done by the following.
Philly fanatic will be chasing them around. So.
I mean, I don't want to be in that spot for sure.
Jeff Bellinger, who teaches sports business at USC, Annenberg, thank you again for appearing on Sports Over Not America, and we'll have you back on all the time, and thanks again for appearing.
Hey, guys, it's a pleasure. Enjoy. Take good care.
Jeff Bellinger. Thanks, on Jeff. Sports Overnight America. We'll be back with more.
Wow, he's good.
On Sports awesome. Overnight America.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Back to school season is here, and the only thing more stressful than keeping track of what my kids need is keeping track of how much I'm spending. Luckily, the back to school deals at Kohl's made it easy as ABC. I found backpacks and lunch bags for 25% off and Vans for 40% off. Also, with their buy more, save more offer, I saved $10 when I spent $50. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash. So when it comes to back to school, you gotta go back to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end August 18th. Coupons do not apply to Vans. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. I'd like to thank Jeff Bellinger, who teaches sports business at USC Annenberg, for making an appearance. Boy, he knows his stuff, and he brings some great guests for his students at USC. Let's talk about the Major League Baseball world. Ohtani, of course, he couldn't pitch this year, but is he the most valuable player? USA Today has an article about him. Art, do you think Ohtani is the MVP in the National League, even though he's obviously just one-dimensional? No, he's not really one-dimensional, because he's going to get 50 stolen bases,
yeah,
too.
50 stolen bases and 50 home runs, you know, which he's after. He's already broken the all-time record. You know, I feel bad for Marcelo Ozuna of the Braves having a career year. He's not a young guy either. You know, but I would have to give it to Ohtani, but I wouldn't bet very much on it.
Art says Ohtani. Now, Mark, of course, the world's worst sports handicapper. Whatever he says, remember, he is the world's worst sports handicapper. Is Ohtani the MVP in the National League?
Well, let's figure this out. They gave Ohtani two MVPs with the Angels, and he couldn't get them past the Mendoza line.
They love him.
If he wasn't stealing bases, the way he strikes out, it'd be a reminiscent of Gorman Thomas or Dave Kingman. Either hits a home run or strikes out, but stolen bases is keeping him up there. He might be the MVP of the Dodgers, my MVP, and I'll tell you, year in and year out, this guy brings it. Two guys have played the game like this guy, and that was Kirk Gibson and Pete Rose. Bryce Harper's my MVP.
Who?
Bryce Harper.
Well, he's playing very well. You know, he had a lot of injuries, though, too, so from that aspect.
Yeah, but he typifies that city. He typifies that team. And where he goes, the Phillies go. And I think the Phillies might just end up winning this thing.
Schwarber, of course, going on a hot streak where hit three home runs in one game. He's had how many home runs leading off?
Who are the guys they get there? Brandon Marsh, an outcast with the Angels. I mean, they got a closer now from the Angels. It's amazing.
Maybe they actually push these guys up.
Folks, Mario, thank you very much. Art, thank you very much. Mark, thank you very much. Jeff Bellinger, thank you. Stay tuned for more of Sports Overnight America.